So to begin with, the results of the meta studies demonstrate that life cycle assessment can usefully inform the development of policy on single-use plastic products by showing the environmental impact trade-offs between the single-use plastic products and their alternatives. For instance, one key message is that the promotion of reusable alternatives is a clear, or should be a clear, goal for policies. Addressing plastic pollution requires a systems change, and life cycle assessment studies can inform this change by looking at the different parts of the life cycle. Most of the actions that we've seen reported by member states relate to the use or the end of life phases, the waste of plastics. However, in LCA studies, we show that the design of products is a critical area of action to reduce the environmental impacts. And in this sense, more comprehensive policies are emerging that aim to address multiple stages of the plastics product life cycle. It is vital to understand that all materials have a cost, and it's not just about plastic material, but it's how we use the plastic or the other materials. The policies, I insist, should probably encourage more reuse of products, reusing them multiple times, because that's the best alternative that we found. However, we also need to note that impacts from litter and microplastics are not yet considered by LCA studies, so these aspects need to be considered alongside life cycle assessment results. There are already good examples of significant and comprehensive policy developments on single-use plastic products, which we need to watch carefully.